This is Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio, WVTF. And on the first Sunday of every month, mild-mannered citizen Andrea Mattioni-Willis dons her apron and becomes the WVTF Veggie Chef. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Well, we're all up to our necks in zucchini.
It's full zucchini season now.
You're going to address the situation.
That's one of the great things about this time of year, is there's a lot of fresh zucchini available.
A lot.
Also, that's a bad thing. There's a lot of zucchini available. And I was just thinking about that passage in the book Animal Vegetable Miracle, where the author spoke of not leaving her door unlocked this time of year for fear that when she left her house, somebody would leave more zucchini, even though she had plenty of her own. So I've been thinking about that a lot. And one way to take advantage of a bounty of zucchini is to grill it. And it's got a little different taste, and I really like grilling vegetables, well, and fruits of all types. I've been known to throw asparagus, sweet potatoes, beets, pineapple, and peaches on the grill.
Okay.
So for today's recipe, though, which is a dip you can take to parties or just use yourself, you'll eat an entire pound of grilled zucchini, or at least use it. And just be sure to grill 2 pounds, because you want to eat some of the grilled zucchini, and you need a pound for the recipe.
Okay.
So no need to write anything down. And this recipe and a bonus zucchini recipe will be on WVTF.org and our Facebook page shortly.
Okay, I have a couple of samples here, so you tell me what to try first.
Oh, okay. Well, the dip that's right in front of you is the zucchini basil bliss dip. So you can go ahead and try that, and I'll start talking about what's in it.
Okay.
And you're going to crunch right now. So to make the dip that he is eating right now, you'll need the aforementioned grilled zucchini, olive oil, basil, which is something else I have a lot of right now, not that I'm complaining, great northern beans, garlic, lemon juice, sea salt, pepper, and a pinch of nutmeg. And of course, you're going to simply grill the zucchini that's been prepped with olive oil, salt, and pepper over medium heat. Once it's cool, you'll blend it with all of the other ingredients in a food processor or blender, and you'll wind up with 3 cups of a delicious summery dip that's helped you use up a pound of zucchini.
Well, I got to tell you, for summertime, that's really refreshing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Of course, it's nice and cold, but it is. It's really nice summer
you.
Treat.
And I served this yesterday, as a matter of fact, on crackers, but of course, it would be wonderful on fresh toasted rustic bread or in a pita, or on tortilla chips like you've got there.
Mm-hmm.
As for the bonus recipe, I'm also sharing a recipe for zucchini gazpacho, which you also have a little shot glass of right there, and it will help you go through another pound and a half of zucchini. This recipe will also be on our Facebook page and WVTF.org, but I can tell you now that this earthy, spicy, cool soup calls for zucchini, of course, cucumber, garlic, cilantro, lime juice, avocado, cumin, pepper, and olive oil. Having a large food processor helps as well. If you still have a plethora of zucchini after all of this, consider pickling it using the same refrigerator pickling method I shared during last month's segment, which is also still on WVTF.org. Please feel free to email any questions or comments to me at WVTFveggie@gmail.com.
I don't know which one I like better. They're both really good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.